The Badlands. What are the Badlands? Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Greetings and welcome to The Brief on Badlands Media. I'm your host, Patrick Gunnels, joining you from Houston, Texas. Today is May 3rd, 2024, 8:02 a.m. Central Daylight Time. I'd like to thank Ash in America for covering for me for these past few days while I went through the ringer. I may or may not talk about it, but all is well here in the land of Houston. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. If you could just smash that thumbs up, it really would help if you could do that for me. It really helps just in general with the Rumble algorithm and everything else like that. But anyway, with that, guys, I would like to talk to you about our very first sponsor, our friends over at Gold Co. Are you concerned about the $6 trillion at stake in the upcoming 2024 election? The Wall Street Journal has reported a critical issue. The looming decision on extending tax cuts scheduled to expire after 2025. Republicans advocate for extending Trump's tax cuts while the Democrats lean towards letting them expire and increasing taxes on top earners and corporations, potentially creating a massive $6 trillion gap. But fear not. There's a way to protect yourself from this impending threat. Join the thousands of hardworking Americans who are taking proactive steps to safeguard their savings. Visit BadlandsGold.com to claim your free 2024 gold and silver kit and fortify everything you've worked for. You may even qualify for up to 10% back in bonus silver, but hurry, supplies are limited. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit today at BadlandsGold.com and take control of your financial destiny. All right, without further ado, let's check out what's going on in the Badlands News Brief. How's everybody doing, by the way? I will try to interact with the chat today. Just to say hello to everybody. All right. Newcase says he thinks Patrick is losing his hair. You may be right about that, my friend. You might be on to something. All right, guys. Badlands News Brief. Brought to you 5 days a week at badlands.substack.com by the indefatigable Burning Bright, very fine Marxists, and Chinese Finger Traps by Burning Bright. First, from Zero Hedge. Joe Biden says there are very fine people on both sides of the October 7th debate. I condemn the anti-Semitic protests, President Joe Biden told reporters after days of anti-Jewish demonstrations at Columbia University and other Ivy League schools. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. Any morally clear-headed American already has a very good idea of what's going on. Oh, do we? Really? Biden is both sides-ing the actions of keffiyeh-wearing terror cheerleaders on Columbia's Gaza squad, who target American Jews who have absolutely no bearing on Israel's actions, with those who refuse to accept the blood libel of genocide in Gaza. It is the kind of odious moral relativism one expects to hear from a squad member or clout-chasing far-right influencer, not the president. Hamas, the governing authority in an autonomous Gaza, still supported widely by the Palestinian people, flooded over the border on October 7, 2023, raping, murdering, and kidnapping more than 1,000 men, women, and children in Israel, including American citizens. Afterward, Hamas retreated and hid among the civilians to generate as many Palestinian martyrs as possible. The Israelis retaliated against this nihilistic death cult, keeping the civilian to combatant casualty ratio lower than perhaps any other instance of modern urban warfare at the epic times. My take, Patrick's take. We have no freaking idea what happened on October 7th. It is just as likely, in my opinion, that it was a complete fabrication so that the military-industrial complex could get another war. And for these asswipes to expect me to believe the narrative of paragliding go-karts flying into Gaza, they even started saying that they started baking babies in ovens. No, that never happened, okay? So bite me. I don't have any obligation morally to pronounce judgment upon a desert that's like 8,000 miles away. Never going to happen. All right, now let's see what our take says. Ash in America. All right, here we go.
If you're morally clear-headed, you're gonna think exactly what I tell you to think.
Bite me, Epic Times. Our take. In October 2008, Barack Hussein Obama said, "I have just two words for you tonight, 5 days. 5 days." After decades of broken politics in Washington and 8 years of failed policies from George W. Bush and 21 months of a campaign that's taken us from the rocky coast of Maine to the sunshine of California, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. I've always said that Trump is the only president to keep his campaign promises, but Obama certainly kept this one. Fundamental transformation happened, and the country looks nothing like 2008 America. Biden was a co-conspirator in the communist revolution, but like all communist revolutions, it's hard to put the crazies back in the cage. That reality leaves Biden stuck between a river and a sea without a paddle, and that leads us to his very fine people moment. This delicious comparison highlights the critical distinctions between SCROTUS and 45. This is the SCROTUS is the, I forgot what it stands for, but it's like scrotum, which I like. I don't like scrotum. I mean, I like the acronym that it spells, sounds like, whatever. This line is perhaps the most important in the article. Quote, "Unlike the nuts in Virginia, these people will be working at our top law firms, in media organizations, and in the State Department. Oh, the president also wants you to pay their loans." If you want to understand the fundamental transformation, the Ivies are a good place to start. I think the country might be better off if we let this thing play out. Sun Tzu said something about that. Ash in America. Yeah, there's another aspect of this. For real. We've got the Israel simps versus Antifa. Let them kill each other. I hate them both. They suck. These are terrible people. We should not be talking about what's happening in that wretched desert. For people to be so obsessed with that desert, there's something wrong with your brain. We have an invasion at our southern border. We have God knows how many military veterans who can't stay in a home. We have suicides from military veterans for various reasons, drug addiction, realizing what they were sent over there to do wasn't what they were told they were sent over there to do. We have Americans that we need to take care of. Seriously, 8,000 miles away. Bite me. All right, next story. From theatlantic.com, Biden's patience with campus protests runs out. For the past couple of weeks, the vortex of campus politics has threatened to suck Joe Biden in. Protesters at colleges have dubbed the president Genocide Joe and demanded that he act to stop Israeli actions in Gaza, while conservatives have sought to blame Biden for disorder at colleges and universities. Even as other Democrats grew nervous about the political ramifications of the protests for the upcoming election, the White House tried to stay out of it, seeing the protests as a distraction. The president has seemed, if not exactly sympathetic to the protesters, not interested in castigating them or really having anything to do with the protests at all. Today, Biden's patience ran out. Oh, I'm so scared. In brief remarks at the White House, he affirmed the importance of free speech, but mostly seemed intent on delivering a message of law and order. Quote, "We've all seen images, and they put to the test two fundamental American principles. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or quash dissent," Biden said. But he went on, pausing, "Neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail." In doing so, Biden accepted the conservative framing of the protests as fundamentally a problem of discipline. Protesters and their defenders have argued that despite the fevered tone of some coverage, the demonstrations have largely been without real violence, at least until police arrived. Biden's remarks indicate that he has become worried that the cause of disorder is catching with the public and thus becoming a liability. Chaos in the streets, real, imagined, or exaggerated. Interesting that The Atlantic would say that. Is never to an incumbent's advantage. The Atlantic. I'll read our take now. Our take is from Burning Bright. All right, it's going to be excellent. If you had any lingering doubts as to which side the crisis convergence and narrative whiplash is affecting more strongly in the current stage of the info war, witness the mainstream media beginning to program the following into its audience. One, Joe Biden is somehow against both sides of the Israel-Gaza cultural inflection point, too. Chaos is terrible for incumbent presidents historically, and Biden is presiding over nothing if not unmitigated, engineered chaos. Three. The only bipartisan point of agreement on the extremes of the ideological and socio-political spectrum is in mutual hatred of Joe Biden, and by extension the establishment, of which the MSM is a major part, that propped him up on marionette strings and defended him for 3+ years. Four. The pictures, videos, and by extension stories the MSM has sold to its audience as the chaos spins out of their narrative control may or may not be real in any meaningful sense of the word. Retreat is defeat in the mind war. Act accordingly. Burning bright. Guys, do you remember the summer of love? We had to watch as legions of mentally ill drug addicts threw Molotov cocktails at government buildings, on college campuses, in city centers in general, burning things down. And we had to watch that foul creature, Kamala Harris, saying, I hope they keep doing it. Are you friggin' kidding me? Seriously? These people have lost any authority to say who is good and who is bad. I don't know what's going on those damn campuses. I guess I could drive over to UT Austin and see what that's my alma mater. I could drive over there and see what the hell is going on. I don't know. I just don't know. But I think that another factor in the Antifa rioters, of whom there are many, I think another factor is vaccination. I think they're heavily vaccinated. I think the more vaccinated you are, the more prone you are to mental illness. All right. Oh, I get so angry, guys. I'm sorry. I get really, really angry. All right. Let's see if I can find Ready Radio video in the list. Where might it be? Ready Radio. Here we go. Bam. Do you have a comms plan for a communication blackout? The cost and complexity of a ham radio is overwhelming. Ready Radio is your answer. Handheld ham radios ready when you need them. Programmed to your specific zip code and shipped to your door by a die-hard Badlander and America First family in Montana, Ready Radios will keep you connected to your loved ones and your family and beyond. Don't spend thousands of dollars or hours getting into ham radios. That isn't feasible if you just want a backup communication method for when the grid is down. Get a Ready Radio for every member of your crew with no monthly fee. Ever. Head over to badlandsmedia.tv/ready and enter promo code Badlands to save 10% on your purchase. Note, an FCC license is required to transmit on ham frequencies, but there are exceptions in an emergency. ReadyRadio.coms. That's badlandsmedia.tv/ready. Promo code Badlands. Next story from Zero Hedge. I'm going to drop the F-bomb this morning. I just feel that way. I'm sorry. Unity. Pro-Israel and pro-Palestine supporters chant, fuck Joe Biden, in solidarity as Democrats in panic mode. Our take from Ghost of Base Patrick Henry. Nearly a year ago, I wrote an article on the Badlands Media Substack entitled Horseshoe Theory. In the article, I shared historic anecdotes, or possibly historical anecdotes, of warring parties uniting during pivotal moments in human history where their existential demise was at hand. You just say demise. They found common ground and a shared enemy, and while these coalitions, defined as temporary political alliances to achieve specific goals, did not resolve all of the political differences among the warring parties. They were able to set aside those differences in order to secure their own future existence. Only the strongest minds of the highest caliber are capable of such coalitions. Any moron can employ violence. It takes a real leader to employ peace. In the article, I go on to explain what I perceive to be two distinct cognitive muscles: the logical mind and the bleeding heart, and those concepts manifest in the media-manufactured political spectrum as right and left, respectively. Both have their virtues and their shortcomings, but it seems that when one of these muscles is too weak, the other will compensate in ways that are not necessarily ideal. I also provide examples of how the right can fall victim to their bleeding heart, such as the case with religion and warmongering in the Middle East. Without the bleeding heart, the logical mind becomes a neocon, aka a Republican communist. Without the logical mind, the bleeding heart becomes an emotional woketard, aka a Democrat fascist. The cognitive bridge that connects these two muscles is inspiration, and as the fourth PSYOP group presented in last night's epic new video, the Psy War is won with the power of words and ideas, winning the hearts and minds of the people through inspiration.
There are many people in the world who really don't understand. Freedom has many difficulties, but we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in. Freedom is indivisible. And when one man is enslaved, all are not free.
Modern war has become a struggle for men's minds as well as for their bodies. Today we face an enemy who spends enormous sums of money and manpower all over the globe in an attempt to subvert the thinking of the people of the free world, confuse, divide, and ultimately to subjugate.
It is a contest unlike any we have ever faced in our history as a nation.
Contest for the minds and hearts of people around the world, all people.
When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth.
Psychologists find that control of emotions can be gained by understanding the stimulus response pattern.
Many everyday things become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning.
It's a strange, shadowy world, the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie.
I think of fire in connection with emotion.
Cause, effect.
You've got to get a hold of yourself.
We'll light our country and all who serve it, and the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
Who's pumped up by that video? I'm pumped up by that video. We still have a ways to go and may not win over everybody, but horseshoe theory is real and it is happening. Do you believe in the power of words and ideas? Ghost of Base Patrick Henry. The end of that video shows people surrendering. That's exciting. from Zero Hedge. Very solid. Trump scores $1.8 billion windfall after significant increase in Truth Social stake. Donald Trump has added roughly $1.8 billion more to his net worth after regulatory filings show that he increased his stake in Truth Social by a significant degree, bringing the former president's ownership to nearly 65% in Trump Media and Technology Group. Trump secured an additional 36 million shares of TMTG, bringing his stake to 114.75 million shares, according to an April 30th filing with the SEC. According to the latest price of nearly $50 per share, Trump's stake in TMTG is valued at around $5.7 billion. The additional $1.8 billion was secured through 36 million additional earnout shares granted if TMTG hit certain performance metrics over a certain period, according to an April 15th filing. That said, Trump can't sell any shares due to a six-month lockup agreement. As the Epoch Times notes further, TMTG shares have been on a roller coaster ride since the company listed on NASDAQ last month through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, SPAC, and was snapped up by Trump supporters and speculators. Zero Hedge. Our take. There's a lot of signal to this story, but the headline is actually pretty based for one simple reason. Donald Trump is betting on himself in the most literal way possible and leading by example for those of his supporters who have been holding stock in his company and by extension in the movement through the most short interest from institutional investors of any company in 2024. Interest in shorts, shorting a stock. According to an April 30th SEC filing, Trump stacked 36 million more shares in himself last month in the midst of what was a flash crash in the stock prompted by the aforementioned institutional short sellers. His interest now stands at 115 million shares, representing a 65% stake in the company that owns Truth Social and recently announced beta testing on an America First streaming service. Another dastardly tidbit is the fact that he can't sell the shares for 6 months, bringing us right up to election time. In short, Trump has refused to be shaken out of his own bags, meaning to be shaken out of your bag, for those of you who don't know, means to be rattled, to be made uneasy enough that you sell your shares, and literally bought his own dip, burning bright. What do you think is going to be going on with this with this Truth Social purchase play? I've used Truth Social. It's okay. It's a big old echo chamber. You're not getting the true interplay that you're getting on X. So I don't know. Randy AB says, can't wait for the shorters to get wrecked. Yeah, me too. That'll be funny. But I don't know. Just don't know. All right. Try the next story. From GateStoneInstitute.org. China humiliated Blinken, but Blinken kept begging. It is not clear whether a Chinese official was at the Beijing airport to bid farewell to Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he ended his three-day visit to China on Friday, but the send-off was, in any event, low-key, and Chinese leader Xi Jinping slighted America's top diplomat at the end of his troubled stay. Also, China, literally and figuratively, did not roll out the red carpet for his arrival in Shanghai on Wednesday. Only a low-level official was on hand to greet Blinken as he stepped off the plane. The Chinese government flouted international protocols at the airport on the Secretary of State's arrival in Shanghai and departure from Beijing, Charles Burton of the Prague-based Synopsis think tank told Gatestone. It was petty. This was more than a slight, Burton, a former Canadian diplomat who served in Beijing, said. Aside from a calculated insult to the dignity of the United States, the move indicates Xi Jinping is making clear that the accepted norms of diplomacy will not be respected by China anymore. The Gatestone Institute. Our take from Ghost of Base Patrick Henry. It looks like Xi is now at bat with Putin and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman now on base. I feel as if Trump already batted in Kim Jong-un for a run back in 2018, which is why we don't hear much from Kim Jong-un these days. Putin did a fine job of humiliating the Biden globalist regime throughout 2022 and 2023, and MBS had his turn over the past 12-plus months. There seems to be a pattern of moderated posturing from these leaders once they have sufficiently disrespected the deep state. Despite the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, we've seen Putin exercise great restraint and measure in responding to blatant provocations from the Western hegemony. A similar restraint has been demonstrated by the Arabs and Persians under the leadership of MBS and the Saudi Foreign Ministry. Both MBS and Putin consistently take the high road when their efforts to resolve geopolitical conflict are frustrated and subverted, though they still seem to continue enjoying a periodic mic drop moment with the deep state. This is the age of mimetic warfare, after all. There seems to be a consensus among our community that it feels like Xi and China are on deck. And the next protagonist, antagonist, depending on which storyteller you're reading, in this epic saga. The Middle East has been the common theater for Putin, MBS, and Xi. We've seen Putin protecting Syria from Israel and NATO, while establishing a military-naval alliance with Sudan, which will bolster security in the Red Sea. MBS has been subverting efforts by proxy militia groups operating in the Red Sea to cut shipping to Israel or escalate regional tensions through missile strikes. This past week, we had Xi demanding that Israel end its 57-year military occupation of Palestine after the United States issued sanctions against Iran's oil sales to China, who is Iran's number one customer. Meanwhile, all three leaders are investing billions of dollars in massive energy infrastructure projects in Saudi Arabia, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. Now, NATO is breathing down China's neck, posturing for kinetic conflict under the premise that China has become too close to Russia as Xi is ramping up his phase of the humiliation ritual of the Biden globalist regime. Isn't it funny to see how the deep state's relations with China have dissolved under China Joe? Am I stretching the metaphor too far by speculating that we'll see Xi get on base and then hear the stadium's PA system start blaring President Donald Trump's at-bat music with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth? It sure feels as if the game board is setting up for a walk-off grand slam. Ghost of based Patrick Henry. I want everybody to try to recall the very beginning of the Biden administration, when we were coming to terms with the fact that they stole it and that everything that Trump was doing in the courts and in the public eye was not going to be sufficient to prevent the changeover on January 20th. Note what the Sovereign Alliance members seemed to say. Kim Jong-un was one of the first, and he came out and said, I'm not working with this thug. Same with Bolsonaro. I don't remember what Putin said. I don't remember what Xi said. I don't think they said anything like too inflammatory. But there was, to a certain extent, acknowledgement that this administration was fake. And everything about this administration has become more and more clownish. And I really think that's by design. All right, my friends, I want to remind you that heavy metals are currently coursing through your system and that there is a way to cure yourself.
He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails.
Manganese will make you kill your mama. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep?
Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Barium is toxic to all mammals. Aluminum is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. A problem, a serious problem.
Patent number 5003186 describes cooling the earth. Metal oxides sprayed into the stratosphere.
And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Detox and prevent heavy metal poisoning. www.epicminerals.net. Promo code Badlands. I just want to remind everybody, Zeolite Extra from Epic Minerals comes in spray form. You just, it's an amber glass bottle. So zero intoxication with plastics. This is the only plastic is on the outside protecting it. And you just spray it, say, 10 times, 10, 15 times in the morning, 10, 15 times in the afternoon, 10, 15 sprays. And then what I do now that I've kind of gotten through the detoxification phase. Now I'm just in the maintenance phase. But if you go to epicminerals.net, and I can show you on the page, you go to Zeolite Extra, the reviews have started to come in, and it's a pretty big deal. I am so gratified by the response from people. So if you go to the customer reviews, we now have 35 five-star reviews. So for example, Stacy says, sleeping deeply, longer hours too. This is an update from my first review. Okay, so after the heavy urination phase ended, I found that I sleep more soundly. I sleep longer periods of time. I'm aware that my energy level has improved significantly, especially in my cardio workouts. Now on to order more of this amazing product. Thanks so much. And it's review after review. We're so excited about this. So go to epicminerals.net. That's epicminerals.net. And, you know, just because you're getting rid of poisons doesn't mean that you can't have products that don't poison you further. The Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter from Epic Minerals as well, containing the unbelievable detoxifying power of apricot kernel oil, one of the richest sources in nature of laetril, also known as vitamin B17. So go to epicminerals.net, use promo code BADLANDS to pry a dollar from my grasping hands. Just your entire body will thank you. All right. Next story and the bonus items from CNBC. Trump media pushes House to probe 8 firms over short selling of DJT shares. The CEO of Trump Media urged leading House committee chairman to investigate 8 financial firms over concerns of potentially illicit short selling of DJT, the stock symbol, whose majority shareholder is former President Donald Trump. Quote, I believe quick action is necessary to protect retail shareholders, identify wrongdoers, and determine whether any laws, including racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations act statutes and tax evasion laws, have been violated, wrote CEO Devin Nunes, who on April 24th first asked top House Republicans to probe short selling of Trump Media stock. Nunes, in a letter dated Wednesday, wrote that committees should seek documents and testimony from the 8 firms that he named: Apex Clearing, Clear Street, Cobra Trading, Cowan & Company, Curvature Securities, Stonex Securities, TradePro, and Velocity Clearing. A spokesperson for Clear Street declined to comment on Nunes's letter. CNBC has requested comment from the other companies named in the letter. I wonder, my friends, how much corrupt clown world money is locked up by these groups. I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that after Trump is done with his plays leading up to his election, he is going to have leapfrogged a whole bunch of people on the richest people in the world list. Just a guess. And with that kind of power comes, and with that kind of negotiation ability, so it's not just having the money, it's having the ability to leverage that money in strategic acts. And Trump can out-leverage every single one of these retards. They're very rich, very stupid people, he told us. Next, from the Daily Caller, Trump moves to toss Florida indictment based on vindictive prosecution. Former President Donald Trump filed a motion on Thursday to dismiss the Florida classified documents indictment on the grounds of selective and vindictive prosecution. Trump's legal team previously attempted to throw the case out on the basis of the Presidential Records Act, PRA, which Judge Eileen Cannon rejected on April 4th. The defense's new motion cites Robert Hur's February report, where the special counsel wrote that, quote, with one exception, there is no record of the Department of Justice prosecuting a former president or vice president for mishandling classified documents from his own administration. Related, judge denies Trump's bid to dismiss classified docs case based on Presidential Records Act, quote, President Donald J. Trump respectfully submits that the indictment must be dismissed on the basis of the office's selective and vindictive prosecution, the motion reads. The exception is President Trump. The basis is his politics and status as President Biden's chief political rival. Thus, this case reflects the type of selective and vindictive prosecution that cannot be tolerated. Accordingly, further discovery and a hearing are necessary, and the superseding indictment must be dismissed. The Daily Caller. These cases, they're pure magic for Donald Trump. There is no downside in any of these cases. They were orchestrated by the good guys. No question in my mind. Next story from the Epoch Times. We have to have law and order. Trump lays out plan for second term in Time interview. In an in-depth interview with Time magazine, former President Donald Trump laid out his agenda for a second term should he retake the White House in 2025, following the election later this year. The wide-ranging interview held over 2 days at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in Palm Beach, Florida, with a follow-up phone interview was the cover story for the magazine titled, If He Wins. The interview covers all of the big issues in the 2024 election, ranging from border security and immigration to economic policy, abortion, and foreign affairs. President Trump also touched on the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol breach and the related court cases, as well as the legal issues he faces. In a transcript of the interview with Times national politics reporter Eric Cortalesa, President Trump said on day one of his second term, he would take aggressive action over the illegal immigration crisis. President Trump plans to initiate a vast deportation operation, citing unsustainable numbers of illegal immigrants expressing a desire to replicate Dwight Eisenhower's mid-20th century mass deportations. President Trump said he plans to do this by using local law enforcement as well as the National Guard when necessary. Quote, when we talk military, generally speaking, I talk National Guard, President Trump said, according to the transcript. But if I thought things were getting out of control, I would have no problem using the military per se. We have to have safety in our country. We have to have law and order in our country, and whichever gets us there. But I think the National Guard will do the job. Regarding housing illegal immigrants in detention facilities or even expanding the nation's stock of detention facilities, he said it would likely not be necessary due to his policy of mass deportations, but did not rule it out if needed. If local police departments did not want to cooperate, President Trump said the best option to get them to comply would be to incentivize their cooperation. The Epoch Times. What we're living through right now is incentivization, if that's a word, to police departments nationwide to cooperate with Clown World because their paychecks depend on it. Everything that we're seeing, all the complicity with tyranny, all the complicity with the COVID lockdowns, complicity with election fraud, like we saw in Arizona and elsewhere, comes from the fact that the cop simply says, if I don't do this, I lose my job. Now, I have said many, many times to the people who are complying, I did it because I need the money is not the defense you think it is. I cannot overemphasize that. But there may be some play in place to make it so that the same people who complied with tyranny because they needed the money will comply with patriotism because they need the money. When that change takes place, the war is over the next hour. All right. The reason I've been gone, I don't want to put too fine of a point on it and to kind of try to maintain my privacy. But as you probably know, my wife Ashley and I have been attempting to have a baby. She had a pregnancy that didn't stick. And because of the fact that we reversed a tubal ligation, there's always the worry that it's an ectopic pregnancy, which means that anytime that something like that happens, what would normally be a situation where people would say, you know, okay, well, that was just a pregnancy that didn't stick, you know, and that happens. It's very, very sad. But the body makes a decision early on in a pregnancy to whether or not to continue it, if it's the right thing for the body or the right thing for the world, or I don't know how it works exactly. But anytime it happens to her, she has to be hospitalized just out of an abundance of caution, which is exactly what was going on. So anyway, thank you everybody for any well wishes are always, of course, appreciated, but thank you so much for that. She's fine. And guess what? We get to try again. So it's not that big of a deal, but yeah, Kelly points out ectopic is life threatening. The problem is it's not as easy. I thought it would be much easier to determine whether or not something is ectopic, but it's not that easy super early on. So anyway, that's what I was gone for. I was basically, you know, sleeping in the hospital, right next to my beautiful wife. And that's what that was about. But anyway, we are all doing great. Ashley is up and at 'em. She's a little, you know, sore from the prophylactic treatments, to just in case. But here we are now, ready to rock, ready to continue our battle in the info war and continue our quest to attempt to increase the numbers of people on our side in this info war. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching. We do this show every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, right here on Badlands Media, followed, of course, by Badlands Daily. And Friday, well, it's CanCon and Chris Paul, which is a fun time always. I think we can agree. So everybody check that out. Smash that thumbs up on this bad boy if you can. Would really be great if you did that. Don't forget, visit our sponsors, Gold Co., Ready Radio, and EpicMinerals.net. Promo code Badlands for all of them. Helps our sponsors. It helps change the economics of the info war. It helps you support the things that matter. All right, everybody, thank you so much, and I will see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us, and don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video. And a special thank you to all of our advertising partners. Please remember to shift your dollars to support those businesses that support Badlands Media.